So we're hearing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here at Srila Guru Maharaj's Divine Samadhi Mandir. And this is by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami. And we're hearing from Madhya Leela, and this is the chapter 6. Title is The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sahate vikyata iho parama ishvar agyatastane kichu nahi vigyara gochar. Gopinathacharya continued, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is celebrated as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are ignorant in this connection find the conclusion of knowledgeable men very difficult to understand. Shishyagan kohe ishvara kahakon brahmane acharya kohe vigyamat ishvara lakane. The disciples of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya retaliated. By what evidence do you conclude that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord? Gopinathacharya replied, the statements of authorized acharyas who understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are proof. Sishya kohe ishvara tattvas sadi anumane acharya kohe anumane nahi ishvara jnane. The disciples of Sarvabhauma said, we derive knowledge of the absolute truth by logical hypothesis. Gopinathacharya replied, one cannot attain real knowledge of the Lord by such logical hypothesis and argument. Anuman pramana nahi ishvara tattva jnane kripa vina ishvarere keho nahi jane. Gopinathacharya continued, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by His mercy, not by guesswork or hypothesis. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he makes this point very clearly. He says that argument is not really a proper medium for understanding devotion. Much of what is so-called logic, that which can be deduced, those different arguments, theories, hypotheses, etc., this is not the proper entrance into devotion. As Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, he says, only by devotion can I be understood as I'm appearing before you, Arjuna. So, bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tattvato tato mam tattvato gyatra vishate tadanantaram. And if you understand me in that way, then you can enter in my family. Otherwise not. If you're not family member of the Lord, then you don't have a proper entrance into understanding of Him. Otherwise, it is a question of formality. But even beyond formality, those who will try to understand by argument or by their hypothesis, as Gopinathacharya said, that will not be sufficient. We're not understanding devotion in that way. Gopinathacharya continued, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by His mercy, not by guesswork or hypothesis. Ishvarera kripalesha hoy ta jahare seta ishvara tattva janibare pare. Gopinathacharya continued, if one receives a tiny bit of the Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, he can understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atapite deva parambuja dvaya prashara leshanu grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate in order to understand the Lord are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Jajapi jagadguru tumi shastra jnanavan prativite nahi pandita tomara saman ishvarer kripalesha nahika tomate ateva ishvara tattva napare janite. Gopinathacharya then addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You are a great scholar and a teacher of many disciples. Indeed, there is no other scholar like you on earth. Nonetheless, because you are bereft of even a pinch of the Lord's mercy, you cannot understand him, even though he is present in your home. So we know that Mahaprabhu was carried to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home after he had first entered into Jagannath Puri due to some argument with Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu entered into Puri alone. His followers and disciples, they came later. And Mahaprabhu entered into the Jagannath temple and immediately fell unconscious. And in fact, he was so deeply absorbed and entranced that barely some cotton swab placed in front of his nose was slightly moving to indicate he was still breathing. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's a great understander. He understands very well symptoms of deep rasa, of deep ecstasy. Then he can understand. He thinks Mahaprabhu is a great devotee, but he doesn't recognize him as the Supreme Lord. Then now some argument is ensuing with Gopinathacharya and the followers of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya himself. And Gopinathacharya, being from the Navadip area, he knows the actual divinity who Mahaprabhu is. And he's telling, he's the Supreme Lord. But Gopinathacharya is arguing, no. And his disciples are arguing, no, this is not certain. We're not basing something on sentiment. We want to base it on hypothesis, upon proof, upon argument. So then Gopinathacharya is arguing that, no, you won't understand in this way. Unless you have some mercy of the Lord, you won't be able to know him. You'll be outside. You won't be able to see within. And it says, actually the Lord's in your own house. You can't have him any closer for examination than that. But you're not able to guess who he is. Tomara nahika dosh shastre e kohe panditya ishvara tattva jnana kabu nahe. It is not your fault. It is the verdict of the scriptures. You cannot understand the Lord simply by scholarship. Sarvabhauma kohe acharya kaha sabhanane tomate ishvara kripa ite ki pramane. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, my dear Gopinathacharya, please speak with great care. What is the proof that you have received the mercy of the Lord? This argument I'm going to put a little bit in modern vernacular. I'll explain it in a minute. Acharya kohe vastu vishaye hoy vastu gyan vastu tattva gyan hoy kripate praman. Gopinathacharya replied, knowledge of the summum bonum, the absolute truth, is evidence of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Ihara sharire sab ishvara lakan maha prema vesha tumi panacha darshan. Gopinathacharya continued, you have seen the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of God in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his absorption in an ecstatic mood. Tabuta ishvara gyan na hoy tomar ishvarera maya e boli vyavahar. Despite directly perceiving the symptoms of the Lord in the body of Mahaprabhu, you cannot understand him. This is commonly called illusion. Dekile na deketare bahirmukjan shunihasi sarvabhoma bolila bachan. A person influenced by the external energy is called bahirmukjan, a mundane person. Because despite his perception, he cannot understand the real substance. Hearing Gopinathacharya say this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya smiled and began to speak as follows. So, Gopinathacharya says, unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, one cannot recognize him. So this is not your fault. This is the conclusion of the scriptures, that you can't understand the Lord by jnana, by knowledge. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, well, what is the evidence? What is the proof that you received the mercy of the Lord and I haven't? And this is where I'll put in modern terms. He says, what is the proof that you've received the mercy of the Lord and I haven't. To put it politely, Gopinathacharya says, hello. He says, hello. He says, I can recognize them, you can't. Does that sound logical? He says, duh. I can recognize him and you can't. That's the proof. You know, he says, what's the proof that you've received the mercy of the Lord and I haven't? He says, I can recognize him. You can't. Those who can't, it's because normally we say they're influenced by Maya. They're Bahirmukh Jan. They're Bahirmukh external, outside. They're in Maya. That seems to be the problem here. So then when he says that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya smiles. He smiles because he understands, you know. A person influenced by the external energy is called Bahirmukh Jan, a mundane person, because despite his perception, he cannot understand the real substance. Hearing Gopinathacharya say this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya smiled and began to speak as follows. It's like saying, you can't understand it because you're in Maya. You can't see beyond the illusory energy. You can't understand real substance. That's some indication that something is amiss. Then, Ishta Goshti Bichar Kori Na Koriya Rosh Shastra Jishye Kahi Kichu Na Loya Dosh. Sarvabhauma said, we are just having a discussion among friends and considering the points described in the scriptures. Do not become angry. I am simply speaking on the strength of the Shastras. Please don't take any offense. I say, no need to get so personal about this. Of course, we are personalists, but when Gopinathacharya says, you can't understand the Lord, that's the proof that you haven't, that's some indication that you haven't gotten the mercy yet, and that means you're in Maya. You are only seeing the external energy. Then when he says that, Sarvabhauma smiles and he says, no, don't need to get so personal about this, and I'm just like, not a question of attacking. We're just having an ishtagosti. We're just having some discussion on theological points. There's no need to get very insulting about it. something to that effect. Okay, please don't take any offense. Mahabhagavat hoy Chaitanya Gosai e Kali Kali Vishnur Avataranai. Mahaprabhu is certainly a great uncommon devotee, but we cannot accept him as an incarnation of Lord Vishnu because, according to Shastra, there is no incarnation in this age of Kali. And then, as Gopinathacharya says, this is Leela Avatar. And even Leela Avatar, I don't know exactly because, although it says, for instance, mentions two Leela Avatars. One is Lord Buddha, and one is Kalki. Kalki comes at the end of the age of Kali, kind of what you might call the Sandhya between the two ages of Kali, you know, the ending. So, in that sense, you could say not exactly in Kali, but also Lord Buddha is there. Now, somebody may say, what is the actual position of Lord Buddha? He's not Vishnu exactly, you know, but we're always singing his name in the Jayadev Goswami's Das Avatar. Anyway, he's saying there's no appearance of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Ateva Triyuga Kohe Vishnu Nam Kali Yuga Avataranahi Shastra Gyan. Another name for Lord Vishnu is Triyuga, because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Indeed, this is the verdict of revealed scriptures. Shuniya charyako he duki hoyamane shastragya koriya tumi kora abhimane. Upon hearing this, Gopinathacharya became very unhappy. He said to Sarvabhauma, you consider yourself the knower of all Vedic scriptures. Bhagavat Bharata Dui Shastra Pradhan Se Dui Granta Bhakye Nahi Abadan. Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata are the two most important Vedic scriptures, but you have paid no attention to their statements. Se dui kohe kolite sakadavatar. তুমি কহা কলিতে নাহি বিষ্ণুর প্রচার। In Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, it is stated that the Lord appears directly. But you say that in this age there is no manifestation or incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Kale juge lilavatar nakore bhagavan ateva tri juga kore kohe taranam. In this age of Kali, there is no lilavatar, the Supreme Personality of God, and therefore he is known as Tri Yuga. That is one of his holy names.